it's you again. You sure do come to visit me a lot.
This is the fifth time this week. What? Can't get enough rupees to buy health potions, so you have to appeal to the great fairy. Well, what is it this time? You appear to be in perfect health, so it can't be that you need healing, and I've already taught you all the magic I'm able to, so why have you summoned me? I'm sorry, you what? You just wanted to say hello. I'm very busy, you know. I can't just be at your beck and call for something so trivial, or have you forgotten that I'm the great fairy? Do you think I just lie around in my fountain all day, waiting around for you to come back and visit me? Do you think my life is so lonely without you here? There are plenty of other heroes who need my attention too, and I... Oh, I... No, I'm sorry. Don't look so sad. I didn't mean to, Well, what I mean is... Thank you for coming to see me. That was nice of you. Friends, I... I've never been friends with a mortal before. I can at least say that I tolerate you, I suppose. Perhaps it could be okay if you visited sometimes, if you must. I can't imagine this place is particularly comfortable for someone like yourself, though. I mean, everything is just water and marble, but you're welcome to sit on the steps if you'd like to stay for a bit. No, I wasn't asking you to stay. I just assumed that since you came all this way here, perhaps you'd like to rest for a bit. What are you staring at, Hero? You're looking at me as though you've never seen a great fairy before, but I can tell by looking at you that you've seen not only myself, but all of my sisters as well. You have their magic, after all. So what is it? You think I'm... What? You think I'm pretty? Well, of course I am, obviously. I don't need you to say it. Well, I guess I did ask. Whatever. Why did you really come here, huh? Was it only to fluster me and waste my time? Excuse me. I'm not blushing at all. I certainly don't care what you think of me. Why would I? You realize I'm a very, very powerful magical being, right? You shouldn't test your luck quite so hard. Unless... You were doing it on purpose, little hero. Oh, don't look so surprised. Of course I can change my size. What kind of great fairy would I be if I couldn't do something so simple? No. I think I finally understand why you keep coming back here so often. Why you keep staring at me and eyeing over my body. Why you've been slowly backing yourself against the wall as I walk towards you. And why, if I touched your thigh and ran my hand up to lift your tunic, I'd see just what you've been concealing, should we find out. No, are you sure? After teasing me so much, you really decided to be coy. That's a good boy. I didn't think so. Let's see then. Just as I thought. You're quite hard already. Well, I am here to heal what ails you, Hero. And you can't possibly leave without allowing me to take care of this for you. Shh. I know the marble floor isn't the most comfortable, but I promise you'll hardly notice it soon. So why don't you lie down and let me take care of you?
How cute. You can't be shy anymore. I already know what you want. So lie back and accept my help, would you? There we are. My goodness, you've gotten harder and I've barely touched you. Does it feel nice to have my hand rubbing against you? So gentle. Good. That's it. Close your eyes and relax while I get this cock nice and hard. Does it feel nice? Oh, of course it does. These pants can't be comfortable like that, and as cute as I think it would be to make you come all over yourself as punishment for teasing me, how about we pull these down a little and... Oh, you poor thing. Your cock is absolutely throbbing. And look at the head leaking pre-cum. To think I've hardly done anything at all. Here. How does my hand feel? Stroking you. Slick with your pre-cum. Oh, it feels nice, doesn't it? Good. I'd really like to taste you. And I don't think you have any objections to it, do you? Good. Don't worry. I won't stop touching you. I'll stroke you. And fondle you. While I suck. You're perfect. You want to fuck me, don't you? You're pushing yourself into my mouth, bucking your hips. Do you want to come? Fine. I'll help you finish. But you'll have to do it inside my pussy. Do you think you can manage that? Good. No, you don't have to move. I'll get on top. I told you I was taking care of you this time. Maybe next time you can hold me down and fuck me. Maybe there will be a next time. Hush you. Now, I may be human-sized right now, but I am still a fairy. So, what I mean is, I'm very, very tight. So I'm going to have to make sure I'm nice and wet before you can slide into me. You're going to lay there, and I'm going to rub against your cock. I'm already pretty wet from sucking you. Does it feel good? My warm, wet pussy grinding against you. God, yes, I could do this for hours. Yes. Rubbing your head against my clit and listening to you moan. I felt you throbbing when I said that. Is that what you want? For me to tease you? To feel my wet little pussy against your cock until you can't take it anymore? Perhaps some other time, I'll tease you and see just how long it takes you to grab me by the hips and take me. Speaking of, give me your hands. I want you to reach around here, grab me, and spread my pussy open for you. Yes. Do you feel me dripping onto you? I'm so wet. I think I'm ready for you to fuck me now. If you still want to, oh God, you feel so good. My God, you really just pushed it all the way in. Fuck. No, I don't want you to stop, obviously. I want you to fuck me hard. Use my pussy exactly how you need to, and hurry up and come for me. I want to feel you coming inside me. Please let me feel it. Fill me up. Please fill me. Oh, yes. That's it. Fuck me. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Don't stop. Yes, yes, use my pussy, please. Oh, that's it. Yes, fuck me deep. Oh, push it all the way inside and come inside me, please. Oh, let me make you feel so good. Anything you need, I'll take care of you from now on, so please, don't you dare stop. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Give it to me. Come deep inside and fill me up, please. Oh, here, I'm going to come so much. It's dripping down my thighs. What a mess you've made, Hero. Let me get you cleaned up. Shh, I'll be gentle. Don't worry. So sensitive now, aren't you? There you go. I've taken care of your problem. Yet somehow you seem drained. I suppose it can't be helped. You'll have to stay just a little longer to relax. And I suppose if you ever had this kind of problem again, I could be willing to help you out.